This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 30th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Taliban will once again use executions and amputations of hands in its rule over Afghanistan, despite suggesting it would be a more lenient regime. Mullah Nuruddin Turabi, the Taliban founder, told the Associated Press, quote, "We will follow Islam and we will make our laws on the Quran," end quote. Under the Taliban's rule, Afghan Christians who have converted from Islam are considered apostate and could be executed. A report by Amnesty International warned, quote, "The human rights gains that the Afghan people have built over two decades are at risk of collapse," end quote. In contrast, a Central European country is openly applying biblical principles. Kristen Ozbe, Hungary's state secretary for the aid of persecuted Christians, told CBN News that Hungary is a Christian nation.
"We are trying to implement the social teachings of the Christian faith and the Bible in our policies. And part of that is the protection of human dignity, human freedom, but also part of that is the protection of the sanctity of family and marriage."
Ozbe travels to where Christians are suffering and offers help. In 4 years, Hungary has supported hundreds of thousands of Christians, rebuilt 67 churches, and even rebuilt a town in Iraq that was destroyed by ISIS. The town now calls itself Daughter of Hungary. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." The International Chamber of Shipping sent an open letter to world leaders calling for them to restore freedom of movement for global supply chain workers. The letter warns that if COVID-related shutdowns and restrictions continue, supply chains could collapse. Already there are global delays and shortages on essential goods like electronics, food, fuel, and medical supplies. Switzerland is the latest country to approve of faux homosexual marriages. The national referendum passed with 64% of the vote on Sunday. Homosexual couples will also be allowed to adopt. Christians are already concerned about how the referendum will affect religious freedom. The Swiss Evangelical Alliance said it will, quote, "continue to campaign for freedom of religion and freedom of conscience with regard to church weddings," end quote. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul issued a state of emergency Monday. The state is facing a shortage of health care workers as many refuse to get a mandatory COVID shot. North Carolina's Novant Health fired 175 employees this week for not getting the shot. Many health care workers are seeking a religious exemption from getting the shot, and Liberty Council, based in Orlando, Florida, is representing 1,500 New York healthcare workers who are challenging the state's removal of religious exemptions. Governor Hochul went so far as to say people refusing to get the shot, quote, "are not listening to God and what God wants," end quote. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." If you need a religious exemption from the COVID shot mandate in your workplace, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org/exempt. That's lc.org/exempt. The FBI's annual crime statistics report found the number of homicides in the U.S. jumped by 30% last year. It's the largest single-year increase on record. Last year, the violent crime rate increased while the property crime rate decreased compared with 2019. However, the homicide rate and violent crime rate are still down from the peak in the 1990s. And finally, 100 fewer unborn babies are murdered in the womb each day in Texas since the Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect on September 1, 2021. That amounts to about 3,000 lives saved. Rebecca Parma, senior legislative associate at Texas Right to Life, wrote at the Federalist, quote, "So far in Texas, we are seeing the abortion industry comply with the new law. 85% of abortions that previously would have been occurring in our state are now illegal. There have not been any credible assertions of violation. This means that the unique threat of private lawsuits under this law is successfully saving babies," end quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.